Recording started now. Thank you very much, Alan. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team meeting on Friday, the 29th of April at 1300 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjima, Polly Raich, Leon Sanchez, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Ron Sherwood, Julie Hammer. Apologies noted from Sandra Hoferichter. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Liang, Sylvia Vivanco, Yeshim Nazlar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure how long this meeting will last. We have in theory, it's scheduled for 90 minutes. It may, in fact, be less because I think we've over-allocated time for some of the items, but we'll see, and I certainly won't mind an extra half hour being turned back. I presume no one else will either. The first item is policy development. Ariel, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Sarah Leon for the record. Compared to the previous ALAC call, we don't have much change in terms of the public comment. There's only one new one. It's for the release of country and territory names within the .hyundai, .kia, and .godaddy TLDs. And Alan, I presume we will have no statement for that one.
Probably. I was given a heads up that there are some people who are upset with GoDaddy because of how they're handling one of the new TLDs. And they're contemplating putting in a comment because of that. I personally do not see the connection between this and how GoDaddy has made a business decision on a specific TLD, but conceivably we could get a comment coming in from someone. I doubt if it will be such that we would put it forward as an ALAC comment, but one can't say until you see it.
So in the meantime, do you suggest I just keep it open?
I would suggest so. I really cannot see a connection between the two issues, but I'm not going to presume someone won't make one.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. And next is about statement on the draft ICANN FY17 operating plan and budget. Tijani has incorporated comments and suggested edits and published the finalized version on the wiki. And later tomorrow, the vote will open for the ALAC.
Thank you. I don't know whether to be encouraged or disappointed that all of our comments are not really substantive. And we're pointing out a number of improvements in how things are presented, places where they can make things clearer or more transparent, but they're all relatively minor ones, and I guess that's a good sign. As a result, other than the discussion on the multi-year funding, I'm not sure what the meeting that is scheduled, I don't remember when it is, in a few weeks, with board members and finance to discuss our comments. I'm not quite sure how that's going to go, but Heidi?
Olivier?
I don't see any hands, but I think I heard Olivier and Heidi. Either of you want to speak, go ahead.
Yes, Olivier, hands up, but I'll speak up to Heidi.
This is Heidi. I don't have anything to add from that. If you have questions, I can certainly ask them to the people who are organizing the call.
Well, there was one. I implied it in an email, but maybe I didn't state it clearly as a question to you. The session they claim is there partly in response to an ATRT recommendation, which seems to say there should be board interaction with ACs on the budget, not necessarily on our comments to the budget. So I guess I'd like clarification. They also said they don't plan to talk, they just plan to listen. Or don't plan to answer questions, I think was the wording in the message I saw. So I guess I'm a little bit confused. how this relates to that ATRT item. It seems to be the exact opposite of what it was recommending. So, just if you can get any clarification, I'm not sure there will be any, but it might be helpful. Have we announced that meeting to the ALAC in general?
Gisela? I have not seen. This is Heidi. I have not seen it yet.
Okay, then we should, because clearly the invitation said the ALAC, even though the emails never went to the ALAC. Of course, the time was set based on only the people they sent the doodle emails to. So this is all. Let's presume it's the first year, and it'll get better next year, perhaps. Any other items on the policy statements? We will be talking about the second half of the budget submission in a moment, but not under this item. Olivier, did you still want to speak?
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capanablon speaking. No, just to let you know that the GNSO is also filing some comments on the FY17 budget. It's interesting to note that I think each SO, well, at least that SO that I am aware of following it, is looking specifically at items that are items that are directly related to them. And again, nothing really hugely substantial. There were some questions about full-time employees, but there's, again, also a question of this full-time employees when it comes down to the INS stewardship transition budgets. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because this is something we have mentioned on a number of times in the past. Certainly the overall concern that ICANN is still not showing exactly how much is spent by each SO and AC, and it does introduce confusion across the community as to how much is spent by what department. As we know, the answer we've been given always was that many people go across different communities and are employed on more than one project. So there is this grid or cross-grid that goes on, and we still haven't found a solution for this.
Yeah,
I'm not sure whether there is a solution for it.
Well, apparently the new accounting system was put in place to address just things like that. At least that's what I'm told by board members. That's not a bad issue to raise in this discussion with board members on the budget. Of course, the real question is, do you really want the numbers to show? Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. Do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Do we? Okay, thank you. I'd like to say that they didn't say that they will not talk. They said they will not answer the questions. I think the purpose of this call that they asked for is just to explain us if there is an we made comments that they can for example if it is an incomprehension, they will try to explain it, but they will not answer the question if we made comments that they will correct or they will, and I don't think it has anything to do with the recommendation of the ACS. It is not only for the ACs, it is for the ACs and ACs, for all the constituencies. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Anyone else? All right, let's go on to the next item. The next item is CCWG, CWG status. Other than we're going to have to figure out how we're creating our comments on the bylaws, which we talked about a little bit on the ALAC meeting, and I haven't had a lot of volunteers. I don't know. Maybe something will come out of our ANA issues meeting this afternoon. Other than that, I'm not sure what other updates there are. There is a very contentious issue on the table right now. About some statements that were inserted into the bylaws to attempt to make sure that no one could challenge the contracts we have with PTI or with the other communities but it is being objected to strenuously, largely by the other communities, although a couple of people within the ICANN, direct ICANN world, as being too open-ended because it's referring to documents that have not been created yet. So I'm not quite sure how that one is going to be resolved. Maybe Leon has some wisdom on that since my information is now 2 days old. Leon, are
you
there?
No additional information? Yes, I am here. No additional information, Alan.
Okay. Was my synopsis, which I did in the middle of my night, I listened in the middle of my night, so was the synopsis relatively accurate to describe the issue?
I believe it is.
Okay. I certainly have a little bit of concern that I can imagine, for instance, governments who do not approve of the whole IANA concept and how they are not in absolute control to question some of these contracts and agreements. I don't think individuals are likely to, but I can see major powers doing it, and it does worry me a little bit. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. We are under very, very tight deadlines. Have these squabbles got any chance of derailing the process or delaying it a little bit?
Yes. Because these are things that were not specified by the CCWG, and there are some people, including our lawyers, and curiously enough, both ICANN Legal and the hired external counsel seem to believe that they're important. But they are not directly in the words of the CWG. Again, that's my reading of the subject. Anyone else? The meeting's going to go really quickly at this rate. I'm happy with that. I want to make sure that...
Holly and all go yay on that one.
Yeah, I understand. Olivier, do we really have stuff to talk about this afternoon or my afternoon on the IANA issues call?
Yes, thanks, Alan. It's Olivier Capanoblo speaking. Yes, there is a little bit of an update to let everyone know about the input from Chuck Gomez, which is done privately, but with input from the members of the design team O, DTO. There is also just a call to review the bylaws, and specifically those affecting the IANA stewardship side of things. I don't think that we'll spend any time on it, but it's just to sort of point people out to the right documents and get everyone to be updated on this and read through it. And I guess that on the accountability side, I would certainly be interested in hearing a summary of where we are, what's been agreed so far, what the current problems are, and I'm not sure if anybody on the ICG has anything to update, but I wonder whether anyone knows how things are progressing on the NTIA side and with the U.S. government. We're under very tight deadlines, as I said earlier, and of course there is a concern, certainly for me and I'm sure others, to be aware of what's going on. And we've got to prepare ourselves for this forthcoming input. So maybe we can spend half an hour on the call this afternoon, afternoon for me, night for someone else, morning for someone else, in a few hours.
0400, Farley and I.
This wonderful, bright morning we can think of.
Olivier.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. May I suggest we don't do our absolute ultimate best to fill the hour and a half we have allocated?
It will all depend on you, Alan, because my bit, I think, is about 20 minutes. The rest of it is up to you.
Thank you. Holly and Cheryl, to the extent you plan to be on the call, can't do anything about the start time. I can try to fix the end time, but that's only going to give you more time for breakfast.
Saturday morning.
All right, the other issue related to CWG is Heidi tells me that there is some interest or concern in staff on how we are going to select the CSC liaison. I'm not quite sure why this is viewed as a showstopper, because I would have presumed that we will use our normal mechanism, perhaps with a committee to evaluate skill sets, because there is a skill set requirement that goes along with it. But I don't see that as a showstopper, and if we choose not to have a liaison day one, then we will not have a liaison day one. So I'm not quite sure I see what the crisis mode is in, given that we have other things that are perhaps more urgent. But I'll let Heidi speak if she wants, and then open it up to anyone else who has any input on this.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, sorry if I indicated any kind of concern. No, it is the opposite. It is literally just pre-planning. There's an internal group asking the various support teams for the ACs and SOs, their group's various processes, and then some possible options. So I did explain what I thought would be what you would choose to do, which is what I'm hearing, Alan. But that's all. That's the only point. And I just thought maybe you wanted some more details on that, to discuss more details.
I can certainly, I've given my opinion. Anyone else has any input on it? If I just don't see it as one of our high priorities right now, and it doesn't need to be in place for another 6 months or so at best, and we have the option of saying we'll select someone later. So I'm just not sure that is something I really want to focus on at this point. Anyone else have any thoughts, Care? No. Anyone else, last call on any issues related to agenda item number 4? Then we will go to agenda item number 8 next. That is with regard to the, I think it's 8.
Not
8. Sorry, number 6.
Oh.
The item on the document to be submitted with the budget comment on multi-year planning for RALO GAs and summits. The status is I have not done the revision yet. It will have to be done today. I have forwarded to you the input I received from staff on some of the metrics associated with the summits and at large and peripherally on the GAs, the number that have attended and the impact. I will try to integrate that into it to the extent that it fits. I'm not quite sure. We're certainly not going to put a lot of data in, but just trying to add substance to the if only anecdotal substance to the fact that there's a lot more activity that follows these meetings than before, and overall the total numbers are ramping up. The one metric I will include is the total number of meetings that we hold a year, just to confirm to people that we don't sit around idly waiting for ALAC meetings. The number we found in 2015 is 234 meetings. That comes out to about 1.5 per day on the average, that looking at sort of all the working days that are available that we normally use, Monday to Thursday of the weeks that are not associated with ICANN meetings or the New Year's vacation. I'm not quite, some people may look at that and say only 1.5 meetings per day, that's worthy of a yawn. To be honest, I thought the number was going to be higher than that. I seem to attend on average a lot more than 1.5 meetings a day. But that is what the numbers seem to come to, because that, of course, is every day. And the days we don't have meetings, we don't tend to be as impacted as much. I see Olivier and Holly with their hands up. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. And in response to you spending more time than the average amount of time on these calls, is because you're also in the GNSO calls and the cross-community working group calls, which I think are not included in this whole scenario. So we have to think on whether we would also show that at-large members also take part in the CCWG accountability, or at least just mention it, the cross-community working groups and the GNSO working groups.
No, I was going to say that is mentioned, but I'll make sure it is mentioned in relation to that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Second, I'm not sure where will you be putting this data in the document. And third, I just wanted to commend you on the executive summary. I think it's a great start to the paper and certainly shows what our intentions are with the paper in just in two paragraphs or three paragraphs.
Thank you. To be honest, I haven't gone back to the paper since I've got the numbers. There is some place where we already talk about that we do a lot of things between meetings, and I think that's probably where it fits, but I can't honestly remember where that is. Holly?
Repeat something I said in an earlier thing. When you have statistics, what is impossible to convey is a lot of us also do not just the IANA stuff, but some of us actually sit in a lot of GNSO meetings as well. It's unquantifiable, but it's a lot. And maybe that we just need a sentence to say, and it's not possible to compute all of the meetings that everybody attends that are not ALAC meetings.
I understand that. What I don't know is how to compute the average for the workers. If you take, you know, me, who I attend a lot of at-large meetings, even though I might not have, but because I'm chair, I do. But even before, I attended a modest number of them. I also participate in several, prior to CWG, CCWG's, several working groups. But that only adds two or three meetings per week, which isn't quite enough to justify the perception that I have that there are seven meetings every day, and I'm sure the perception that Cheryl has. So I'm not quite sure how to, how to do that, but clearly...
I don't think you can. I think all you have to say is this: it is too difficult to compute all the meetings apart from the ALAC meetings that people attend, whether they're GNSO, whether they're IANA, whatever, and just indicate that the number that you've got has also left a lot of other meetings out.
Yep, noted.
You can't do any better than that, really. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the number, there's about 40 weeks in the year if you exclude ICANN meetings and, the long period around New Year's. 40 weeks times 230 meetings is, you can do the arithmetic. It's about seven, eight meetings a week, over typically spread over 4 days. Although we've been running into Friday a lot more than we used to, so adding another two or three meetings a week almost doubles it for those who are attending those meetings. So it still doesn't get to what I think I'm doing or Cheryl's doing. Or a few others, but it's the best I can come up with metrics.
Yes, well, I think you can't do any better except to say what we haven't measured is a lot of time, a lot of people put in outside of the meetings that we're able to count. And just leave it.
Yep. Okay, noted. Anything else on the document? As I said, I apologize for not having a revised one. There's just so many hours in the day, and the number of ad hoc things which seem to come out of the blue. There is a document by... I'll go into it under another item. Go ahead. Anyone else on anything on the document? Seeing nothing, then I will do a cleanup. I will ask Is someone on staff going to be available to do a final review, or has someone else already done an almost final review in terms of looking for typos, things like that?
This is Heidi Allen. I can do that. Arnold might be available as well.
Okay.
I have it on my list of things to do today.
Yeah, it probably won't get out till moderately late tonight, I'm afraid. Probably, you know, well, maybe not too late your time, but late my time. And I'm guessing we will not submit until close to the deadline tomorrow. Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Just quickly, it's Olivier Capanoblo speaking. Has anyone on this call read through the document as being in the shoes of someone in the GNSO or the CCNSO, for example? As you know, we have to also convince the other SOs and ACs of our good intents, and I guess I'm too tainted to put myself in such shoes, but someone who might have not been involved with writing could have a fresh look over that and see if they if they were suspicious or anything, they could be convinced by what this document conveys.
I think there's going to be a lot of reaction for those who actually bother to notice it, because we're talking about, you know, several hundred thousand dollars per year on the average. Well, yeah, something like that. Because if you look at the last summit, which was $700,000, and then the sum of the GAs associated, you know, with preceded it, probably adding another 200,000 or something close to that into the picture, we have close to $1 million spread over 5 years. There's no question that's going to cause some people to look at it. And the cynics who believe we're not doing anything or doing things negative to their interests are clearly not going to be happy with that. I don't think there's any way we can turn that around. And all we can do is presume the board will have enough strength to go forward with it.
If Olivier speaking, would it be, for example, and I'm just taking that person as an example, sharing this with one of our Irish friends, let's say, who is very active in the bar sometimes and might be able to cast a slightly different eye over the document?
Since he made a big fuss over the opening of the African office, I'm not, or the engagement center, I'm not 100% sure that's the best strategy.
Well, that's why
it's a public document at this point. If you want to share it, you may. I'm not sure that's where I would focus my stuff. Heidi, you've had people been looking at it inside. Do you have any feedback at that level?
This is Heidi. I haven't. The people that I'm referring to commenting, what I've just sniped you, Alan, was not in relation to the white paper. It's simply in relation to some of the more bigger events that we've been having recently, and the optics of some of the, shall we say, other comparable groups within the some ACs and SOs.
Can you say that less cryptically? Are you talking about the party in Marrakesh or something else?
Among others, yeah, among others.
That created a fair amount of negative reaction, and I can understand that. And unfortunately, it was labeled, it was tagged an at-large event. We may not have funded it, but it was tagged.
Yeah.
In people's minds, it was an at-large event.
Look
at who was on the stage talking.
I did, yes. And I saw other notes. But anyway, basically, yeah, I mean, you know, some of the smaller, newer groups within some of the ACs and SOs might be looking at large activities over the last few years and wondering why they're not given equal types of events. So that's a concern that you might, you know, be faced with.
And if I can cut back the funding for those parties in lieu of letting us do our work properly, I would support it. Maybe not everybody else, but I would. But I can't undo the past. You know, we have had some pretty lavish affairs, and we invite everybody, not just at large. So it looks like we're putting on parties for people. There's no question about it.
Sure. And quite frequently, quite frequently, the ICANN financial input on supporting those is limited to a very specific and, I think, reasonable number, and something that would pale by comparison to a sponsorship amount for the other events that are put on during ICANN meetings in particular. So these are sort of debates that we can have when we get into the public comment.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to read the BS that comes out in even the GEO review commentary from the NCSG with relationship to what some of them believe is North American specific expenditure for at large, just as a throwaway line on why GEO regions should be looked at differently. You know, I mean, there's no shortage of BS. We're going to have to just manage that, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we have a substance problem here, but we do have a perception problem, and I don't think we can change that other than arguing back with hard numbers when the comments come. I don't think you can change the perceptions, and probably not the beliefs in some cases. I saw another hand, but it disappeared. Seeing nothing, hearing nothing, let us go back to the item we missed, which is ICANN 56, and I will turn it over to, although it just says me, I'm presuming it is Gisela, but I do have one bit of information to contribute to the pile first. When I talked to Thomas yesterday, we did talk about a face-to-face GAC-ALAC meeting. He agreed it would be useful. His current belief, not backed up by anything I have heard officially, is that the afternoon sessions, the community afternoon sessions, that Monday and Thursday will be allocated as opportunities for bilateral types of meetings, and Tuesday and Wednesday will be the community plenary type sessions. So that's what he understands right now. If that turns out to be true, he is suggesting that we take one of the Monday sessions and allocate it to GAC-ALAC. Clearly, Thursday is too late at the end of the final session. They're planning on drafting their communique, which they will be going ahead with, the standard communique, on Thursday morning. Clearly, it would be better to do it early in the week. And the conclusion we came to is if the Monday and Thursday are not going to be used, as he has heard rumors they might, then we should probably try to cut something out of our regular agendas so that we do have an opportunity to meet. Comments? Gisela, go ahead. And Heidi, have you heard anything that indicates that he may have good information?
Yes, this is Heidi. Yes, I spoke with Pansnika a few days ago, and I think they're still working on that. But yes, my understanding was that those afternoon meetings would be somewhat flexible, and if what you're hearing is Monday, Tuesday, then that sounds about right.
Monday, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday, yes.
I see Holly and then Gisela. Gisela, do you want to get in quickly, or was your hand up to do the review? Your hand is down now. Holly, go ahead.
Just a thought. I realize that there's absolutely no space in here. I'm going to somehow manage to meet with Larissa about the at-large review. I don't know if anybody else wants to be there, and I don't know if there's time, but Gisela, if there's any time at all, if we could manage even a small bit, because by that time the independent examiner will have been announced, and it might be a really good time to just go through where we are and update on the timelines, if there's time to do so. I don't know, but it's just a thought.
Holly, there is no question there will be a work group slot for the working party, and there is no question that there will be a general part of the general ALAC, Railroad Leadership Time, allocated to that larger view. There's not, we can't avoid that, even if we wanted to. So,
okay, fine, thank you.
I mean, we have to give an opportunity for the community as a whole to talk to meet the reviewers and have some level of interaction. Exactly what that will be, until the reviewers are announced and we talk to them, it's sort of hard to exactly plan that. That is what that will
Alan?
Be. But I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that we will not set aside 45 minutes or an hour in a general session at the very least. Yes, Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly, I've already spoken to Tanzania about the high need to set aside time as well as space for the individual interviews. So she is aware of that. Apparently the venue has a lot of areas for semi-private meeting sessions, so I think that won't be a problem.
Excellent, thank you.
Gisela, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Gisela here. Sorry, Holly, just to respond to your question, yes, we definitely have time set for that large review. I've been asked, Charla and I have been in contact now for over a week just to work on this and to find a slot. We've been requested to find a 90-minute slot. And due to the fact that we're looking for a 90-minute slot, that we have to have this meeting, that Renalia will need to be there as well as the independent examiner, I'm looking into holding this over one of the lunch sessions in order not to clash with any other meetings. Otherwise, we're likely to spend the time trying to find a suitable time for everyone, and which may be quite challenging view the current schedule. Also, with regards to the meetings with the examiners, Heidi said there are spaces to do this, and I will be working on this project as well. With regards to just coming back to the general session, not that much has changed since the ALAC meeting on Tuesday. Just to point out that I have put on the Monday afternoon that we're likely to hold, that we're holding 1 hour to have a GAC and ALAC session. If for whatever reason it's not going to be held on the Monday, you'll see that today I've just put in a 75-minute holding slot, which means that however we juggle the schedule around, we still have this holding slot, which will be for the GAC. If we do it on the Monday afternoon, this gives us a little bit more wriggle room during the week. My question is also, and directed to Alan, we've got 8.25 hours currently set aside for ALAC working sessions, which includes the wrap-up on the Thursday. Does everyone think that is enough? Apparently, we can start our meetings at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, since I've had that information, I can easily juggle the schedule around a little bit more and insert a few additional slots or at least half an hour here and there on a few sessions.
I think we will probably end up doing that. 8 hours is more than in my memory is probably more than we've typically had in a regular meeting that actually allows us to sit and talk. I suspect we've been sitting in the 6 to 7 hour range for the last couple of meetings. So we should be good, but to be, I know I'm going to get negative comments from staff on this, but I have no problem setting a meeting and then announcing closer in, or saying we will meet at 8 instead of 8:30 or whatever the official start time is. And then as long as we do it in enough time to let people with remote participation know that if we want to cut it back, we can. I know from a staffing perspective and remote participation, that makes it a little bit harder. But, that's something that I think we can consider. Last time we had no problem filling up the time, and we ended up running over on some items that just never got addressed, so I suspect we're going to be okay at this point. We admittedly do not have CCWG accountability to take up 6 hours, but I think we will have more time to do some leisurely discussion on things. So I'm comfortable with the 8 as we have right now. If it looks like it's going to start getting pushed, we have the expansion to start early.
Thank you, Alan Giesler here. Just again to point out, I think I said so on Tuesday, that we're holding a slot on Monday morning to have an ALT breakfast, subject to, depending on where people will be, at which hotels, etc. I'm working with a meetings team on that. And then the Friday slot, I've added it as well as the closed meeting, which I believe is likely to happen.
Really? Okay, I haven't heard anything on that yet. So.
Oh, no, okay. Sorry, that's just me then being overly eager on that one.
All right. One quick comment, and then I see Cheryl has her hand up. In terms of the, quote, private meeting space to hold interviews, is your sense that this means there are seats in the middle of the coffee area where people will continually walk by and start conversations even if there's an interview going on? Or are we talking about office space like the rooms in the dungeons in Marrakesh, which I thought were quite appropriate for some of those kind of discussions?
So two options. One is that there might be an additional secondary room available for the ALAC, and then that one would be available if there's no other parallel meeting going on. Now, the other possibility, which is going to be likely to be more used, would be what I understood from Tanzania, that the venue has not, you know, in addition to cafeteria, but a lot of other private spaces around it, semi-private, you know, not absolutely closed-door private, but areas where you should not be too disturbed.
Okay. I'll take it on faith. I would like to assume that we've put in our standard request and plea that the coffee areas not be 4 miles away, number one, and that they not close down on railroad train schedules. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. Cheryl, for the record, just having had a look at the availability of where hotels of any particular size that we were likely to be billeted in are in relationship to the venue, and knowing the definition by Scandinavians of what is walkable and how fast, I wondered whether all of this, it's all walkable because it's flat. And yes, I am biased, guys, I realise this, but the reality is, especially for first in the morning meetings, there is walkable, and there is walkable at a high speed, which allows you to arrive for 8 a.m. or 8:30 in a somewhat flustered and exhausted state if you've rushed from 7 a.m. having got up for a 6 or 5:30 breakfast. And do the hotels even start breakfast before 6:30? Yeah, those sorts of questions I'm assuming G's asked, but I just wanted to put them on the record to, you know, is there even going to be shuttles? Probably not, because Helsinki's known as, you know, close, small and walkable. But that does influence how much time, logistically, we even allow people to walk, let alone, eventually get taxis or whatever. And again, it depends on where we're billeted. Thanks.
And if the city's shut down, as people say, who knows if taxis are working?
Indeed. It just may make a 30 to 40 minute difference on your staffing.
Indeed.
You know, if people literally can't get there, if opening the doors and starting at 8 doesn't help if all your bums on seats aren't filled until, you know, quarter to 9.
And do recall, we also have the new issue that at all ICANN meetings, not just Marrakesh, we're going to have the kind of security we had there. And if there are not adequate scanners and things like that, we can have queues outside the building. Hopefully this will be a small enough attendance so that it won't be an issue. But, Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capanablo speaking. And I wanted to let you give you a quick update on the outreach and engagement, which is... turning out to be a bit of an uphill struggle for the very reasons of what you've been talking about just now. I've also contacted Tapani Tavainen, who is also from Finland, to try and find out if there were any universities or organizations we could visit on the Monday morning, where it says outreach and engagement. No response so far. I don't know really what to do. I mean, Should I ask for a conference call with IRIO and then, you know, push on this and try and see if we can work out just a few of it, maybe with you as well, Alan, work out any establishment that could receive us on the Monday morning, or should we just drop the idea altogether? I'm a little concerned about dropping this and just saying, oh, we've got an open day, let people come and see us. The only alternative I could think of, and I've discussed this with Gisela, was that we could have the fellows or the next gen come and visit us for, let's say, an hour and have an open discussion with them and, you know, question, answer, is anything they want.
Olivier?
Yeah, Heidi. Yeah. Okay, Heidi, mm-hmm. Go ahead first.
Yeah, so just on that, this is Heidi, just on that point, yes, I've been speaking with a few people, including a dev, and the idea, and he seems to be in agreement, is that there might be a chance to have two sessions on Monday of 1 hour with a coffee break in between them. The first would be for the next gen students, where there would basically be a general introduction to at large, and then the second session would be with the fellows, and that would go a deeper discussion of policy issues. And again, the fellows that will be in Helsinki will be alumni, so they're going to be more advanced.
So that might be something that we... Are you talking about at-large wide participation in these or in parallel with at-large meetings?
Well, I would
say did you just cut out 2.5 hours of our meetings?
No.
Or allocate the words to something else?
It would be... the idea was that at least one of those hours would be the actual meeting of the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement.
Okay.
And then the second hour might be an additional meeting of that or in parallel with an ongoing AI discussion.
Okay.
I think that the introduction would be probably just the outreach group, and then the second deeper one might be some members of the ALAC.
I have no problem doing any of those things if we can fit it into the agenda without impacting it. The sense I'm getting is ICANN as a whole has given up the concept of outreach in Helsinki. Sebastian, as you know, has been saying repeatedly, this is stupid. Yes, we planned outreach, but we're in Helsinki. Let's be realistic. If we find out NCSG is not doing anything, I really don't think we have to struggle so hard to just be able to boast that we had an outreach session. If it's something that's going to be really productive and useful, then we should do it. But let's not push the boundaries just to make sure we can say we did outreach like we planned. That's how I'm taking it. Olivia, is that a new hand, an old hand, or do you want to keep speaking?
I just want to keep speaking, please. It's Olivier speaking. So we really need to work this one out soon, because at the moment, as you can see on the schedule that Gisela has shared with us, as you're absolutely correct, Alan, there is one of the outreach and engagement session that coexists with the ALAC work session. We have to work out how we're going to work this one out. We can't move it to the afternoon because the afternoon is a cross-committee discussion, so there needs to be something there. And please don't put the outreach and engagement thing at 8 o'clock in the morning, because that's probably quite unlikely to attract that much attention. In the meantime, what I will do, I will still follow up with IRIO and with Tapani, just in case there is someone we can go and visit out there. But I do understand it's highly unlikely due to the midsummer.
Yeah, and... go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention another thing afterwards, but I don't know if you wish to respond to this.
Yeah, my own response to that is we did make the decision quite some time ago that the outreach activity would be a subset group that we could continue meetings in parallel. If that's going to change radically, then clearly we need to know that, and that needs to be a conscious decision, not just the fallout of that's the only outreach we could ever think of, therefore that's what we're going to do. I think we need to be flexible on this and make sure that if we do outreach, that it's productive use of the time of whoever is involved in this and likely to have some real impact on the people that we're outreaching to without being more prescriptive. Olivier, go on to whatever else you have, please.
Yes. thanks, Alan. Yeah, it's Olivier speaking. So we'll need your guidance on this as to what you want to stage in the second ALAC work session and who are you ready to let go of to do outreach and engagement. Secondly, I just wanted to bring you up to date on the so now we're moving to the Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, you'll notice in a little purple-pink color after 1800, it says Joint Civil Society and Uralo event with a question mark. I have discussed this with Heidi and Gisela, and this looks like something we would be able probably to do. It would be a little bit like what was done in Dublin. So just a networking event at the convention center. It would be about an hour from 1800 to 1900. And secondly, there is the ISOC Finland is hosting a get-together for ISOCers. In fact, that's likely to be a wider event, which would actually be for everyone and would transform itself into the jam session on the same lines of what we've done in Marrakesh. There are concerns over how many people we can have in the venue that was earmarked by ISOC Finland, but I'm working this one out as well with Erio and the people locally in Finland. Bearing in mind, this is very far north, so the sun will go down at about 11:30 midnight, which means indoors and outdoors is very lovely at that time of the year. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Is this civil society networking event, is that a networking event with glasses in your hand?
It's Olivia speaking. I believe so, but Heidi might be able to let us know whether
yes.
It's soft or hard drinks.
This is Heidi, and it would be a bit of both. Basically, yes, there would be food. There would be, I think, I haven't seen the prices for catering, but I think that there should be able to be some pretty significant finger food and some drinks.
Let's make sure it's not flagged as an at-large party.
No, that's definitely going
to
be joint.
Fancy.
Yeah, definitely. And again, just on that point, I had my hand raised for another point, but on that, then, if it was a networking event, then it would for Uralo as well as for civil society, it might be useful to have just a few people from those various civil society groups say just a few words, or someone talk a little bit about what that is. If I could come back briefly to the outreach and engagement.
Please go ahead, but note that we're working really hard to make sure that we don't have any spare time in this meeting. So,
okay,
go ahead.
So, just very quickly, given the challenges that we look like we're going to be facing for actually going out to someone and meeting with someone, the idea of having the next gen and the fellows come to us would seem like a win-win situation for both groups.
Is that different from what you said a few minutes ago? Sorry,
I'm missing something. So my point is, again, I think that having the next gen and the fellows come and speak to, firstly the subcommittee and outreach and engagement, and then perhaps the second hour, perhaps someone like Olivier, who's not an ALAC member, could come and speak with them with a few others. I don't think that it would require, that many members of the ALAC to disturb their meeting.
Noted. Anyone else on this agenda item? Nothing? Then on to item number 7. And this is flagged as the update on the working group document. Something showed up in my email, I saw just as I was getting up this morning. Is there a document we can display on the screen quickly? I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it. I just want to see what status it's in. I haven't looked at this document at all yet. All right, I'm not quite sure what this... Okay, so this is all working groups again. I thought we had decided we're just going to focus on the ones that have potential problems.
There are different, yes, my understanding is that there's a passive, there is a list of passive working groups as well. So there's an overall one, and then there's passive, and then there's archived.
All right.
on the groups that are not exceedingly active, and I don't want to... If archive means we had them once, we closed them down, I don't think we need to look at them right now.
Alan, there is
yes.
one. There's one that is the BMSPC that is currently archived, and there's the other group that whose name escapes me at the moment, BSPC or something. Yeah, or BEC. Those probably need to come back. Thank you. Those probably need to come back into the active.
All right. I really don't want to spend time talking about how we classify these groups. It's quite clear that those groups were active a while ago or are going to become active again. It's somewhat moot whether how we classify them. What we're really looking at here is groups that are on the books but aren't effectively doing anything, and we either need to revitalize or close or do something to. So it looks like we're looking at are the ones called passive. What I would like, and Maureen volunteered to do this a long time ago, I guess it's coming back onto the front burner. And what I would like from Maureen in enough time so that we can talk, so we have it well in advance of the next ALAC meeting, so we could talk about it at the ALAC meeting or perhaps defer to Helsinki. We'll have to look at the timing on that. Is to look at the groups that are marked as passive and make a recommendation. Now, I don't want to agonize over that. Let's just get a recommendation from one person who's looking at it, and it's something, it's a focal point we can discuss about and make some decisions on them. And I would also appreciate, Maureen, if you look at the groups that are marked active and confirm that in your mind they are indeed active. Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I would like just to draw your attention on the fact that we have at least two groups that don't work all the time, but they cannot be put archived. Those are the NSPC and BCEC. We always will have them. They will change every time we make a selection, but they have work enter selection to prepare the report, etc., etc. So I don't think it is that's right that they are not active after the selection, but they have certain activities that we will carry till the next selection. So I prefer not to put them archived. This is not now the thing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. Yes, you're correct. That's what I was saying before, that I don't want to spend time now talking about what we call them. We know that they have seasonal, essentially, participation as we go through the process. So we know that's the case. Let's not agonize over the title. Clearly, if we abolish them, we will have to recreate them. And unless we're really looking for extra work, we'll try to keep things simple. Anyone else? Tijani, is that a new hand?
No, old hand.
Thank you. Anything else on this item? If not, let's go on to the next item. And that's the review of the last ALAC meeting. Are there any action items that we need to discuss or any other issues that we need to bring up at this point? Heidi?
So, yeah, I put that on there because I believe that there are several, and I don't know if you want to discuss them, but just to flag them, is that, the ROPs, and that's being assigned to Alan, Cheryl, and Tijani. On the issue of inviting the CEO, I've written to people about that. I think that, we're going to try. I don't know what the planning process is going to be, so I will get back to you on that. And I think that's it. I think everything else is in process.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is an in-camera session, so I'm afraid we're going to have to eject Ron again. We keep on doing this to you. Hopefully we will not be doing this on a regular basis. And we need to stop the recordings.
Alan, he's here. We're just going to stop the recording.
Yeah. Alan, I need to drop off now, but no doubt you'll let me know later on.
Will do. Thank you, Olivier. I may or may not be able to get to that call because something else has filled in the gap I had.
No worries. Thanks.
And I'll wait for staff to tell me that everything is ready for the session, for the discussion.
Alan Giesler here, if you just bear with me for a second. Ron is still in the Adobe Connect room.
Okay.
There, Ron. Alan, Ron has left the Adobe Connect room. We can stop. We've stopped the recordings now.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Terry, if you'd be so kind just to confirm that the recording has started again. It's back on. Thank you. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. The ALT met in camera to discuss processes and people associated with a appointment to be made. We have some tentative decisions which will be firmed up by email and then announced in the near future to the ALAC and the world. We now go on to any other business. Is there anyone who has any item? Seeing no hands, hearing nothing, I will call this meeting to an end. Thank you all for your participation. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye, all.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.